this report and this study was first commissioned in 2011. And it's since gone out to public consultation a number of times. We've had a number of draft reports carried out and published on areas of further assessment and flood risk areas. And obviously this has taken on greater importance since the two devastating floods that we've seen in November and December of 2015. And it's now 15 months since those two floods, and since towns, particularly in the Fun Valley, we've seen Ballybofey, Castlefin, Lifford, devastated by floods at that time. And these communities are now all in limbo, waiting on the results of the CFRAMS report to come out, because essentially what the CFRAMS report will do, that will prioritise areas which will then receive the CFRAMS funding. And it's on the basis of the CFRAMS report that the OPW will compile a list of prioritised areas that will then be in receipt of funding. So there's a pot of in and around €400 million to be divided between the flood risk areas. And certainly we in the Fin Valley need to see that report published. We were told when we met with the OPW around September time that this report would be signed off by the Minister in late December, and it would be published in early 2017. We're now into March and there's no sign of the CFRAMS report. And I'm calling on the Minister to immediately publish the CFRAMS report so that communities all over the country, and specifically here in Donegal, know where they stand as regards to flooding. And that going forward, we're now almost out of winter 2016-2017, but we're facing into a summer where works can be carried out, and then looking at the winter 2017, and these communities need to see some action as regards flooding.
Now, concern had been raised in the past that areas maybe south of the country were given a priority in terms of funding for flood relief and so on. Is there a concern here that the Fin Valley area and other areas indeed in the northwest won't be given that priority when this report finally gets published?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's something that I've highlighted all along. We've seen that the River Shannon has had a flood group set up to look at the issues of flooding along the River Shannon, and obviously that's something to be welcomed, and certainly for the communities along the River Shannon, that's been very good news for them. But you know, for the rest of the country, again, it seems that we're being forgotten about. Figures were released by myself and Piers Doherty a year ago, which showed that in the last 10 years, Donegal has only received 1%. Of government spending on flood relief schemes, and obviously that's something that we're very concerned about going forward. But until the results of the CFRAMS study are released, then we have no idea what areas of the country are going to be prioritised. Each area was given a score based on the risk of flooding and then the cost of flood relief measures and mitigation measures, and it's on that basis that the OPW will release money for and funding for flood relief schemes. So we need to see the results of the CFRAMS study so that we can know where we stand, so that we know where we are, and then we can try and put plans in place to either apply for funding or to apply for funding for the minor work scheme, which is also in place and is provided by the OPW. And again, if communities knew what the result of CFRAMS was, then they could also then apply for the minor work scheme, which again is important in defending communities against the devastation caused by these floods.